Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. Every Monday, we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football, and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page, if that's where you're listening to us.
There were some great matches in Match Week 8, so let's get on with this week's roundup. From zeros to heroes as Palace stun the champions.
With no goals and no points from their first seven matches of the season, Crystal Palace stunned Chelsea by beating the champions 2-1. An own goal got Palace's first, Tiemoue Bakayoko got the equaliser for Chelsea, but Wilfried Zaha got the winner for Palace.
City are in seventh heaven.
Manchester City smashed Stoke City on Saturday. City raced into a 3-0 lead. Stoke threatened a comeback when they pulled it back to 3-2, but City then scored another four goals to win 7-2. Pep Guardiola described it as the best performance since he became City manager.
Arsenal get stung by the Hornets.
Watford are up to fourth in the Premier League after beating Arsenal 2-1. Everything was looking good for Arsenal when Per Mertesacker gave them a first half lead, but a controversial penalty gave Watford the chance to equalise. Then, in the third minute of injury time, Tom cleverly scored the winner to send the Watford fans home happy. Vocabulary alert.
Tiemoue Bakayoko got the equaliser for Chelsea. A penalty gave Watford the chance to equalise. Equaliser. What does this mean?
The equaliser is the goal that's scored to make the scores level in the match. For example, Palace were winning 1-0, then Bakayoko scored. He scored the equaliser. You can use it as a noun or a verb. Watford equalised against Arsenal with a controversial penalty.
Yes, I wasn't sure if it was a penalty or not. Troy Deeney scored the equaliser for Watford. After the match, he said that it was going to be a really bad weekend because his son is an Arsenal fan. Right. Every Monday, we give out three Match Week awards. Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Last week, not all of you agreed with our choices.
For example, Milos from Serbia and Haruyuki from Japan both said we shouldn't have chosen Marouane Fellaini as Player of the Week for Match Week 7.
They both thought it should have been Harry Kane. He did have a great Match Week 7.
And that's why we have the comments section, to agree or disagree with our choices.
Okay, let's start with Player of the Week. There are lots of players to choose from. Kevin De Bruyne, Gabriel Jesus, Tom Cleverley, Wilfried Zaha, David De Gea, Manolo Gabbiadini. They all had great match weeks.
But we can only choose one. And our Player of the Week this week is Crystal Palace's Wilfried Zaha.
He had a great match against Chelsea. He scored the winner, and he could be the player to turn around Palace's season.
Yes, it was his first match back after injury. Palace will want to keep him fit.
Our next award is for Team of the Week. There were good wins for Manchester City, Watford, Swansea, Palace, and Spurs.
But our Team of the Week has to be Manchester City. Seven goals and some sensational play from Pep Guardiola's men.
Our third award is for Match of the Week. Unfortunately, it isn't Liverpool v Manchester United. That was a disappointing goalless draw.
Our Match of the Week is Palace versus Chelsea. For me, that's what the Premier League is all about. Anyone can beat anyone on their day.
No goals and no points, and then they go and beat the champions. I agree, it was brilliant. What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
The top scoring player so far in match week 8 is Manchester City's Raheem Sterling, with 15 points. No surprise it was a City player.
The Premier Skills team has got 56 points and are in fourth place.
Who's this week's Fantasy Premier Skills Team of the Week?
The Premier Skills Fantasy Premier League Team of the Week for Match Week 8 is Xhaka Laka Boom Boom, managed by Udbhav Gupta, an Arsenal fan from India.
Udbhav has scored 68 points so far, with the Leicester-West Brom match still to play. Well done to you.
After Match Week 8, the leader of the Premier Skills League is still FC Tozo, managed by Dimitar Tanevski, a Manchester United fan from Macedonia. Well done to you too.
Last week's prediction was Liverpool v Manchester United. It finished in a 0-0 draw. Rich thought Liverpool would win, but a few of our listeners made better predictions.
Well done to Hariyuki from Japan, El Ghul from Algeria and Sabanaleg from Ukraine, who all predicted a draw.
Which match are you going to predict this weekend, Rich?
I'm going to go for another Liverpool match, sorry. In Match Week 8, Liverpool go to Wembley Stadium to play Tottenham Hotspur. Spurs are up to third in the Premier League and got their first Premier League win at Wembley last weekend. Liverpool are not on a good run of form, although they look the most likely team to win against Manchester United last week. Both teams have Champions League matches in midweek. Liverpool go to Slovenia to play Maribor, and Spurs are in Spain playing Real Madrid. Substitutes could be important in this match, but as my predictions have been really bad this season, I'm going to go with a Spurs win. Final score, Tottenham 2, Liverpool 1.
I think Spurs will win too, but not because of your reverse psychology, but because they're in better form. Final score, Spurs 2, Liverpool 0.
We'll see. We want you to make your predictions at the bottom of the page on the website. Are you a good predictor?
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this Monday roundup. Don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of this page.
Also, if you want to improve your English, take a look at our weekly podcast. There's a link on the side of this page.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.